and welcome to a VO's Journey podcast. My name is Anthony Pica, and this show is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business and sidestep all of the crazy things that I seem to step on. Hello, everyone. It is Monday, September 28th. I'm so excited to be coming to you doing a podcast. Please, I apologize. I got to stop apologizing so much because I keep screwing up. I need to stop screwing up is what I need to do with the podcast. But it's been a little bit, and I'm excited to come to you and talk to you today about a topic I think that for me is something really near and dear to my heart. And the more people I work with in the voiceover industry, especially newer people, incredible voice actors, I'm seeing this so much. And I think it's at one side, it's nice to know that I'm not the only one who goes through it. But on the other side, I think it's so important for us to talk about and dive into. And I just did a video about it, but we're going to go in a little bit more depth here on the podcast. And that is, what are you afraid of? And what is that fear doing to hold you back from being successful? And maybe some things we can do to get over that fear. All right, let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right, so it is wonderful to be talking to you again. And, you know, we're going to talk about fear today and what it could be doing that's holding you back. You know, you might be in one of those positions where you're like, listen, I've got XYZ, you know, I'm not succeeding. I really don't know what to do. Well, I mean, I know what I think I should do, but you know, it's just, I don't know if I should do that. And because of that, I'm kind of, I might be stuck a little bit. You know, I need to, you know what I need to do? I need to go learn some more. I need to go get some more education. I need to go, you know, try out some more things first. I mean, I probably need some new gear. You know, there's all these things. Maybe I need to wait till next week. I just need to wait a little bit longer to see if this is going to happen. I know I just need this to happen. You know, it's probably my demo and I got to wait till I make some money to make a new demo because I can't do that. And then, so I'm going to have to wait. So I'm just going to have to learn how to do it myself, but I don't have time to do it. Okay. Look, we all have gone through this and we all go through it on a regular basis. All right. It is the nonstop mess, jumble chatter inside our minds that never ends. It just doesn't stop. It continuously just broads our, you know, our mental capacity to think and to make advancements. Have you ever had one of those days where you woke up and it was like every single thing fell in line? Like you wanted to be productive and it was like one thing after another, man. I mean, one thing just, you were just accomplishing one thing after another. It was incredible, right? Have you ever had those days? Probably too few like me. But the reality is that, you know, we wish for those days every single day, but they don't come very often. And I think it's important that we talk about why that is and how we can change that. And unfortunately, that means that we have to talk about fear. Fear is one of those topics that is a challenge to look at critically, to look at realistically, and to, you know, especially when it comes to ourselves. It's so easy to see it from other people, right? It's so easy to, you know, not look at ourselves and look at other people. Okay, because we really don't have any stake in the game. But when it's us, it's very personal. It's a guarded place, right? Our fears. What are we really afraid of? Now, I know for me, fear played a big role in my life for a long time. And it still does. I honestly believe everything in this world is afraid of something. right? Everything has fear. Everything feels fear. It's a mechanism built in for our survival. But the thing about fear for us as humans is, you know, fear used to be meant for us to, you know, to keep us alive, right? It used to be, you know, to make sure that we don't, you know, wander towards that, those saber-toothed tigers or, you know, get too curious about those really large dinosaurs or whatever, right? I mean, you know, fear kept us safe, okay? But things have changed. And now the only thing that we really have to fear, honestly, in the end, okay, and this is, again, yes, I mean, there's, of course, you know, not having enough food to eat or a place to stay. These are true. And those are absolute true fears. But in the end, a lot of what we really fear is social dismemberment or, you know, social, being a social outcast. You know, people looking down upon us. We are afraid of what people will think. And no matter how much we want to sugarcoat it, we are. And as you know, and yes, we are talking, by the way, we are talking about voiceover. We are talking about our voiceover business. If you're like, what podcast am I listening to again? What is Anthony talking about? But the reason why I'm bringing up fear and social, you know, constructs and all of these things is because so much of what we do and what we don't do is because we're afraid. But what the problem is not the fear. It's what we allow the fear to do to us. So let's try to make this a little more practical and maybe how we can get past some of this. So I think it's safe to say that all of us want to be successful, right? Now, defining what success means to you is going to be different than what success means to you. To me, excuse me. So like maybe success to you means that, you know what, you can live your retired lifestyle that you want and make, you know, $1,000 or $2,000 extra on the side so you can comfortably golf every 2 or 3 days a week, all right, for the rest of your life. And that's what you want to accomplish. Or maybe success to you is, you know, making $100,000 a year at your business and feeling that completeness of building something on your own. Okay, that you no longer have to really worry about money, right? That's the dream, right? So success means something different to everyone. Maybe success to you is you just want to be recognized as a player in the game, as a serious voice actor in the game. We all have different success mentalities. But where fear comes in, okay, is fear is what stops us from taking the necessary steps in order to step out from the crowd and be successful. I'll never forget this. When I was younger, I, for the longest time in high school, I remember this. Maybe some of you can relate. Maybe, you know, but in high school particularly, actually, I think it was middle school. We'll say middle school. I had this idea, right, that I wanted to be like certain people in my school, right, to be popular because they were so popular and they were so cool. And I found that the more I tried to be like other people, right, the more people really didn't like me. I mean, you know, I was made fun of. It was not a pleasant time. I don't know if middle school is a pleasant time for anybody, honestly. But I remember going to high school and I remember playing football and being in the theater, which, of course, is an odd combination of being in football and the theater. But I was in both. And, you know, I never forget the oddity of my mom always saying, you know, hey, my son's in theater, but he also plays football. Like, it was like, I love my mom. But she, you know, there was always that, you know, kind of thing because, you know, you don't know how people react to certain things. And, you know, so, you know, she, whatever. So the point is though, people still didn't really know how to classify me, you know, because I did, in most circles, I did two things that were really on the complete opposite of the spectrum. For me, I loved it. I loved playing football in the competition. You know, I loved lining up against someone, you know what I mean? And it was me versus them. And all we had was, you know, what we brought. It was our strength and our drive and our will to be successful and to beat the other person in front of you. And I loved being on stage and connecting with people and seeing all eyes on me, watching me for that moment, and all of us being together and moving in one emotion to another as one. There was something special about that. I used to call that my drug, because I didn't do that kind of stuff when I was younger. So I really called those things what I love to, like, I felt like when I was on stage or I was on the football field or wherever, that I was meant to be there. It felt right. I don't know if you can relate in anything that you do. Just like this business to me, it feels right. It just feels like this is what I meant to do. But I'll never forget the moment I realized that when I embraced being myself, meaning like, I'm not going to go to this party. I'm going to go bowling by myself because I enjoy bowling. And I would rather go bowling than go drink with a bunch of friends. Here's what I started to learn. I started to learn that people actually began to respect me more. Even kids, people started to look up to me and want to be my friend more. People started to treat me differently when I stepped out on my own and started to forge my own path. Now, I didn't ever shoo people away. I accepted whoever came along with me and wanted to be a part of that journey as well. And it was a lot of fun. And in turn, I looked out for them and they looked out for me, and it was a wonderful, you know, wonderful thing. But the point I'm trying to make to you is my life changed when I realized that in actuality, people really follow courage, right? They don't follow someone who does everything the same way as everyone else. People follow courage. People want to work with people who are courageous, who show that they can go out on their own and hold up amidst the storm and the wind and all the rain, right? With that epic story I just told you, how this kind of comes full circle for us in our business is that so much of the time we are trying to do everything like everyone else, and we realize that we can't. We can't do it like, I can't be like you, you can't be like me. Can we learn from each other? Absolutely, and it's vital that we do so. But in the end, in order for you to truly be successful, you have to be courageous and step out on your own. And here's where fear comes in. Fear is that little nagging voice that says, oh, wait a minute, if you do that, well, you don't know what you're even doing. You're going to fail. People are going to think you're not professional. People won't hire you. People will call you an imposter. People will think you don't know what you're doing. People will laugh at your website. People will realize that you have no clue how to really make a demo. Did you even buy that demo? They'll find out that you didn't. Like, there's so many things, right, that nag at our minds. People will, you know, I don't like my picture. I don't like the way it looks. I'm ugly. I don't have any good lighting. I don't have a place to take a picture. I don't have a professional camera. I don't know. You know, these are real things. These are real things. I mean, for the longest time, I really believe people really would not like to look at my ugly mug. Honestly. And you know what changed there? I realized it wasn't about me. It was about how I could help others. And then I realized, you know what? I don't need people to think I'm attractive. I want to help people. And I don't think they're going to really care whether what I look like or not. If I have the right, if I have the right mission, right? If I have the right meaning, the right, what am I looking for? If I have the right motivations. And now it doesn't bother me one bit how I look on camera. Now, does that mean I don't want to make sure that my space looks nice and and everything's kind of professional? Of course I do. But it's more important to me that I'm focusing on you and helping other people than I am worried about what I look like. But the point I'm trying to make to you is I cared for a long time about that. I was afraid to make videos. I was afraid to put my face front and center on everything. And I don't know if you noticed, I'm sure you do, but if you follow me at all, you know I put my face on everything. And it's funny because when I look at all my stuff, I always think sometimes people are like, God, that guy must be the most vain person in the world. And in reality, you know what I mean? It's quite the opposite. But I do it in a way to continuously shove it in my own face and to say, this isn't about me. I'm going to keep putting myself front and center because I want people to know they can do it too. It is about us as a people. It's more than just, you know, it's funny to me because I never would have considered, I never thought I would be where I am right now with you all. And I'm so blessed for all of you. But I think back to when I started and how afraid I was. And I thank the Lord or whoever, you know, whatever you believe in, I thank the holy heavens that I stepped out on a limb and I went for it. Then I did a whole bunch of stuff I had no idea. You know, this podcast is living proof that you can do something without having any clue, not even knowing 1 ounce of how someone will ever find you or will ever listen to you or will ever care one iota about you. And fast forward a couple of years later and have such an amazing, loving, supportive community. Just by talking about the trials and tribulations that you've gone through, that a person has, you know, walked through. Fear will be the end of you, or it will be your greatest ally. You have to choose which one it will be. And in order to come, order to become, or to overcome fear, you have to fail. Yeah, you got to fail. You've got to try stuff and fail. You have to look at a situation and say, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to get more clients. But I heard of this over here, and I'm going to try it. I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to give it everything I have, and I'm going to try it out for a couple of months. And in the midst of that, you make amazing strides in learning, and you fail. You fail over and over again. Anthony tells you need a new thumbnail. I'm sure I become famous, the Fiverr guy, and the other thing is the thumbnail guy. Change your thumbnail. I get emails from people who be like, yes, I know, change my thumbnail, right? But, you know, fail. And this is the point. We never go into any situation trying to fail, but we should go into situations accepting that we probably will fail. And that's not a bad thing. It's a great thing, but only if you look at it that way. If you look at failure as this massive problem that you're just some big failure and you're always going to fail and there's never any work and there's never this and there's never that and there's too many people in the industry and there's, you know, AI is taking over the world and there's all of these problems. So you don't try because you're worried that you'll fail. But it's the people who fail the most, they win the most. You cannot win without failure. It's impossible. Right? You have to have one in order to have the other. Because if there was only one, it wouldn't be winning and it wouldn't be failure. It would be just the way it is. And that's not the life that you and I want to live. So don't be adverse to failure. Embrace it. Don't strive for it. But strive to push yourself and to fall forward, to fail forward. So that every time you fail, it is one step closer to finding success. That is what we need to do to be successful, ladies and gentlemen. That's the skinny. That's the short. That's a wrap. That's what it is. All of the equipment, all of the marketing, all of the talent, everything, all the perfect situations, the perfect moment in time, the perfect community, the perfect help, the perfect business setup, everything is perfect. All of that stuff doesn't mean anything if you are unwilling to try and fail. So, what does that mean for you and me who might not have the perfect equipment or might not have the perfect talent or might not have all this stuff? It means that it's not all about that. And that's a wonderful feeling. It's about your willingness to try harder and fail more than the next guy or gal. And if you're willing to do that, you have a bright future. Thank you guys so much for listening. It was awesome talking to you. I know this was a more of an emotional podcast, but I hope that it's helped and given you some good feelings for the day. Don't be afraid to fail. Failure is the path to success. That's it right there. Write that down. Put that on your wall. Failure is the path to success. You cannot have one without the other. All right, guys. Have a wonderful week. Thank you so much. You can do it. And thank you so much for being a part of a VO's Journey community. I will talk to you soon. Peace.